Measles is one of the leading causes of childhood deaths worldwide. Not only does measles kill, but it can leave children blind, deaf, or developmentally disabled, even while they're still in their mother's wombs. Yet the disease can be prevented with just two doses of a safe and inexpensive vaccine. When measles broke out in the U.S. state of North Carolina earlier this year, Pamela McCall was one of the health officials who tracked down the cases.
It is one of those immunizations that's required for school entry. So most people, most children are vaccinated, and most people have been vaccinated against it.
That's why fewer than a dozen people in North Carolina actually got the disease. In the U.S., vaccines have made many diseases rare or non-existent. Dr. Chesley Richards is with the Centers for Disease Control and Prevention.
Vaccines have made an enormous impact on improving health in the United States. Diseases like smallpox, measles, polio, they've been eliminated or eradicated from the United States, and in the case of smallpox, it's been eradicated worldwide.
But there's much more to be done. A long-sought vaccine against malaria could save some of the more than 660,000 people, mostly children, killed each year by the mosquito-borne parasite. The Centers for Disease Control says vaccines give children a chance to grow up healthy, go to school, and improve their lives.
These are truly global health issues.
Dr. Anthony Fauci with the National Institutes of Health agrees.
If you had to pick out one intervention, if you balance the investment you make in the research and the implementation with the health benefit, vaccines have to be either the top or very much in the short list.
Since the Measles and Rubella initiative was launched 12 years ago, worldwide measles deaths have been reduced by nearly 75%, according to the CDC. Besides preventing many childhood diseases, vaccines also protect against hepatitis, influenza, and even cervical cancer. Soon they may free the world from the scourge of polio. Dr. Fauci says vaccines cut healthcare costs because preventing a disease is cheaper than treating one. The World Health Organization is urging countries around the world to invest more in immunization programs so more children can grow up healthy and strong. For producer Carol Pearson, I'm Rob Sivak, VOA News, Washington.